Imagine it is your first day as an Azure administrator. Someone asks you to give a contractor access to a virtual machine, to block a region for compliance, and to explain why last month's bill doubled. Every one of those requests lands somewhere on a map, and if you don't have that map in your head, Azure feels like a maze. This episode draws the map. It is the first of 11 in a series covering the domain called Manage Azure Identities and Governance, which by itself is worth 20-25% of the AZ-104 exam. Today we cover the two planes of administration, the four levels of scope, and the relationship between an account, a subscription, and a tenant. Everything else in the series builds on this terrain. Let's start with the single most important idea. Azure administration happens on two distinct planes, and beginners constantly mix them up. The first plane is the Microsoft Entra tenant. Think of it as the directory, the phone book, and security desk of your organization. It holds your identities, users, groups, licenses. It is governed by what are called Microsoft Entra roles, directory roles, like Global Administrator, User Administrator, and Billing Administrator. These roles decide who may create users, reset passwords, manage licenses, or manage domains. In the Azure portal, they live on a page called Roles and Administrators. The second plane is the world of Azure resources, virtual machines, storage accounts, networks. This world is managed through Azure Resource Manager, ARM for short, which is the deployment and management service for all of Azure. Authorization on this plane uses Azure Role-Based Access Control, or RBAC, and it shows up on a page called Access Control, or IAM, which exists on every management group, subscription, resource group, and resource. Here is the fact to anchor first. Every request goes through Azure Resource Manager. Whether you click in the portal, run a PowerShell command, use the command line interface, call the API, or use a software development kit. Resource Manager receives the request, authenticates it, authorizes it, and forwards it to the right Azure service. Because everything flows through the same API, all the tools behave consistently. There is no secret side door. Now, a surprise that catches everyone: by default, the two planes do not overlap. A global administrator, the most powerful role in the directory, has no access whatsoever to Azure resources. All powerful in the phone book, powerless in the data center. There is exactly one built-in bridge, called Elevate Access. A global administrator can flip a switch named Access Management for Azure Resources, and receive an Azure role called User Access Administrator, at the very top of the resource hierarchy, spanning every subscription in the tenant. It is a break-glass mechanism for regaining control of orphan subscriptions, and we will come back to it in Episode 8. Next, the scope ladder, the governing structure of this entire series. Azure provides four levels of management scope. From top to bottom, management group, then subscription, then resource group, then resource. They form a parent and child hierarchy, and the golden rule is this: lower levels inherit settings from higher levels. Assign a policy to a subscription, and it applies to every resource group and every resource inside it. Assign a role on a management group, and it flows down to every subscription beneath. Here is a memory aid. Picture pouring water on the top rung of a ladder. The water always flows down, never up. Management group, subscription, resource group, resource. Say it a few times. Managers sign, resource groups receive. Let's look closer at the top rung. Management groups are a governance scope above subscriptions. Whatever conditions you apply, there, policies, role assignments, cascade by inheritance to everything below. And here is the crucial part. A subscription owner or resource owner cannot alter an inherited policy. Governance imposed from above cannot be wriggled out of from below. One more constraint worth remembering. All subscriptions inside a single management group must trust the same Microsoft Entra tenant. Every directory has one special management group at the very top, called the root management group. In the portal it displays as tenant root group, and its identifier is the same value as your tenant identifier. Three facts about the root. First, it cannot be moved or deleted. Second, new subscriptions land there by default. Third, and this surprises people, everyone can see it, but nobody has default access to manage it. The only way in is that Elevate Access mechanism we just described. And because anything assigned at the root applies to every single resource in the directory, the guidance is, keep root level assignments to must-have only. Now, the three words that sound interchangeable and are not: account, subscription, tenant. An Azure account is the billing relationship, a user identity, plus one or more subscriptions and their resources. A subscription is the unit that organizes access to resources and controls how usage is reported, billed, and paid. Each subscription can have a completely different billing setup. And the tenant, or directory, is the Microsoft Entra instance that holds your identities. The sentence to memorize: a subscription trusts exactly one tenant, while one tenant can be trusted by many subscriptions. A little history, because the exam still likes it. Subscriptions were once governed by so-called classic administrator roles: account administrator, service administrator, and co-administrator. Those roles are gone. They were retired in August of 2024. Remaining holders were automatically converted to owner at subscription scope at the end of 2025, and as of May 2026, they are fully retired. Azure RBAC is the only current model. Let me give you a small survival kit of resource manager concepts that will keep resurfacing. A resource is any manageable item in Azure: a virtual machine, a storage account, a web app, a database, a virtual network. And here is a nice twist: resource groups, subscriptions, management groups, and even tags are themselves resources. A resource group is a container for related resources that share the same lifecycle: things you deploy, update, and delete together. Each resource lives in exactly one resource group. But the resources inside a group can be in different regions than the group itself, because the group's location only says where its metadata is stored. One warning to tattoo somewhere: deleting a resource group deletes every resource inside it. One click, whole solution gone. And a limit worth knowing: a resource group supports up to 800 instances of a given resource type, with some exceptions. A resource provider is the service that supplies a resource type. Microsoft.compute supplies virtual machines. Microsoft.storage supplies storage accounts. You will spot provider names inside resource identifiers. Declarative templates, ARM templates written in JSON and Bicep files, let you state what you want deployed instead of scripting how. They can target resource groups, subscriptions, management groups, or even the whole tenant. An extension resource is a resource that adds capabilities to another resource. The flagship example is a role assignment. It attaches to whatever it extends. That little architectural fact is exactly why RBAC can be applied at any scope. File it away for episode 7. Two behaviors, for completeness. If two operations try to update the same resource at the same time, resource manager lets one finish and rejects the others with an error code of 409. Updates stay conclusive. And the control plane itself is resilient. The global endpoint, management.azure.com, is distributed across regions and availability zones, and it never goes down for maintenance. Every scope, by the way, has an address. It is a slash separated string that the portal shows as the resource ID. It starts with the word subscriptions and the subscription identifier, then resource groups and the group name, then providers, the provider name, the resource type, and finally the resource name. Cut the string shorter, and you climb the ladder. The subscription part alone is subscription scope. Management groups use their own prefix, under providers, Microsoft.management. Why does this matter? Because limiting the scope of an assignment limits what is at risk if that identity is ever compromised. Smallest workable scope, always a good exam answer and an even better production habit. Let me close the tour with the season preview, the governance toolbox mapped onto the ladder. Azure RBAC answers who can do what, where. It applies at all four levels, and it is episodes 7 and 8. Azure policy answers what state resources may have. It applies at management group, subscription, and resource group, and it is episode 10. Resource locks freeze deletion or changes. They apply at subscription, resource group, and resource, but not at management groups. Also episode 10. Tags label resources for organization and cost. Same three levels, never on management groups. That is episode 9. And budgets alert on spending thresholds at management group, subscription, and resource group, episode 11. Notice the pattern. The higher you apply a tool, the wider it reaches, and two of the tools stop short of management groups entirely. Let's land the plane with the essentials. Azure has two planes of administration: the Microsoft Entra tenant for identities, and Azure Resources managed through Azure Resource Manager. No overlap by default. Elevate Access is the bridge. Every request goes through Resource Manager, which authenticates, authorizes, and forwards. Four scope levels: management group, subscription, resource group, resource, and lower levels inherit from higher levels. The root management group cannot be moved or deleted, catches new subscriptions by default, and is managed by no one until a global administrator elevates access. An account is a billing relationship, and a subscription trusts exactly one tenant. Same lifecycle resources go in the same resource group, and deleting the group deletes everything in it. Next time, we zoom into the identity plane and meet its most basic object, the user. Member versus guest, internal versus external, creating and inviting and deleting and restoring, and exactly which admin role you need for each move. See you in episode 2.